Good morning, honorable members. Now you will attend that meeting, honorable Bomo. Let's start with our meeting. We are all welcome. Do we all have the agenda? It's not going to be a long meeting. We need to look at the minutes and the letter from the president and the fourth term program. I've already welcomed you, honorable members. Do we all have minutes in front of us? Starting with the minutes from the 4th of April. We've got 30 April. Do we all have those minutes? You don't have that date, right?
No, I don't.
It's coming. 30. And then let's only, for now, let's check the dates. It's 30 April, 14 May, 28 May, and 4th of June. In that order of dates. I was all comfortable with the minutes. Honorable Michaelakis.
Chairperson, sorry, it's a small thing, but can my surname just be spelled correctly on the first page, please? M-I-C.
Can the secretary take note of what the honorable member is saying about his surname? How do we pronounce it? Michaelakis. Thank you. First page, that was the correction on the surname. 30th of April, the second page, going, the third. And the fourth page. Are we all okay with the 30th of April minute? Thank you. Then, Honorable Boy, Honorable...
For an adoption of the first minute, the 30th of April.
Okay. There is a second. Do you have a problem?
No, I said with the amendment.
You said with the amendment. Thank you very much. 14th of May, 2015, page 1. Page 2. on page 3, M.M. Over, Honorable Kameda.
I move, sir.
Mr. Kanda, Honorable Israel, thank you. The 26th of May, 28th, my apology, 28th of May, 2015, we are on page 1. Let's go to page 2. Page 3. That will be the last page. Turn them over. Yes, sir.
I move for the adoption of this resolution.
The second, Honorable Kaneda.
One second.
Thank you. The last page of the 4th of June 2015, page 1. Do you want to move?
I think just for the sake of consistency in terms of my name and my initials. I'm TC. And I maintain the consistency. You write TC and the others, you write something. Thank you.
Okay. You have turned care. We understand. Thank you.
Terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. Okay. We are on page 2. And page 3. There seems to be no complaint. Can I move? Can I move? Another one.
I move for the adoption of this.
Can I get a second? Can I get a second? Thank you, Honorable Wood.
I second.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Members, all the members of the Church Standing Committee on Defense and Military Veterans have been adopted. Let's go to our agenda again. Item 3 of the agenda, letter from the President. Oh, Honorable Maynard.
Thank you, Chair. Just on this item, the letter to the President, which is dated the 23rd of April 2015.
Let's correct something because on record, a letter from, not to.
Correct.
Chair,
I'm sure honourable members have had an opportunity to scrutinise this letter, and I'm sure that members are aware that this letter refers to Operation Sierra, which is currently being implemented by the SANDF in cooperation with the SAPS. Chair, for a number of reasons which I don't wish to traverse, Operation Sierra is controversial precisely because it is an operation which is internally orientated and is executed in cooperation with the SAPS. It's well known and certainly that we have called for the termination of this operation, but I do think, given the nature of the operation, it would be worthwhile to ask or to formally request the Minister, probably through the Chief of Joint Ops, to brief
this committee on this operation, because I do think that parties are agreed that in general the Defence Force should not be deployed inside the country. And for that reason, I think it would be helpful for the committee to receive a briefing on this operation. Thank you, Chair. That would be my formal proposal.
Thank you very much, Honourable Main. There is a proposal that we get a briefing as a joint committee. But from my understanding, when I hear the proposal from the Honourable Member, my understanding is that we constitutionally it is allowed for that. SAMDF to be employed in our domestic affairs.
That's not in dispute.
It's not in dispute. The issue is the pressing that you're proposing. Honorable Boy?
No, I don't think if that is what is being proposed, Chairperson, I don't think it's a problem to really take a person from the minister or anyone that would have the detail of the operation. The joint standing committees can do that to be able to get a proper briefing. I don't think it's a problem. You can support that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And but you see procedure, I'd let us accept the letter that the President has put the letter to us. Let the joint standing committee adopt the letter, and then from there on, would then ask us to get a brief of exactly what is happening.
The proposal has been seconded, but first, as the point of procedure, the President has written a letter to the committee. Let's adopt the letter and then we move forward. And have you, all the members gone through the letter? Thank you. Let's adopt the letter in the committee. Already there's a move, a seconder. Honorable Flamini.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I second the move to adopt the letter.
Thank you very much. I will prepare for the secretary will write a letter to propose, not to propose, to ask the minister or any person from the DOD to come and tell us about this operation Fiera. Thank you very much. I saw your hand, Honorable Israel.
Honorable Chair, just a question again, that the letter was addressed to the Speaker on the 23rd of April. Normally we should get a 7-day notice period. When did the Speaker actually give the letter to our committee chair for distribution to the members?
As you know, Honorable Lisa, we have been battling with these issues of letters being held somewhere because of these bureaucratic processes. So I doubt if we will know, really. Even the Secretary, she's shaking her head. But let us appreciate the fact that the letter is in front of us. We know that it takes time for the letters to reach us, as expected. Honorable Flamini, you will follow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. It's not on the letter. It's on the statement that was made, just to clear my mind, that they have called for the termination of the operation. Who they have called for the termination? Is it the party? And the other matter is that generally, as parties, we agreed that the military should not be deployed inside the country. Which party? So that we know if even our party is in agreement on that, which party is that is he referring to?
Thank you very much. I thought that matter won't be discussed. Maybe.
I'll just continue.
No, we don't. We,
I don't feel that I need to make a ruling on this matter. It's not a big issue. For us to be able to move forward as the committee, some of this I just understand where Honorable Mania come from. So it's not a big issue. It needs clarity. I'll give over to the whip of the committee to elaborate on the matter.
No, Chair, I think I just had a lot to say. One, this matter is not on the agenda. Two, it's not a matter that we can just discuss. No, there's no issue about it. Any other point honestly related to it, I don't think we should discuss it now. I think we should go to the next item of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lewis. Our next and the last point is for us to look at the program, the fourth term program. The same prayer is written for the third term program. Okay, Honorable Mene, you are excused. Honorable Mikelakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want to make sure the first point on the program, that 21 to 24 July, the oversight, whether that's going to be for the committee as a whole or whether just select members from the committee, because you will see, you will know being in the NCOP yourself, and on the first page, that is our provincial week. I'm just concerned if it is the entire committee, that a third of the committee consisting of NCOP members will be in their provinces during that week, it might be a bit of a problem. I just want clarity on that, please.
Thank you very much. I think the honorable member is in order. We have just spoken about that period. But we said to the secretary, she will have to look into that matter. So her understanding is that she will make it just an interim until she consults properly with the relevant offices around this problem. Honorable Issa.
Chair, if we look at the NCOP provincial week, it's 21st or 24th. The second week is in the committee that's oversight. So there is if one takes after the 24th, they've got the gap until the 31st. So it's possible that the joint committee with both NCOP and the NA can actually attend. There are a few days available.
Did you see that gap that the Honorable Lisa spoke about? I think that's what we were discussing just now. Yeah, on the first page. On the first page. Just to add on what the Honorable Issa is saying, because it's important that we look properly and carefully on this date so that we'll be in a position to do joint oversight. Yes. You know, it's very, very important. Honorable Megalakis?
Chairperson, I think just to make it a bit clearer, in other words, from the 25th to the 31st, that entire week, is open for the NCOP. I think that would perhaps suit all of us a bit better if it's possible.
A lot of boys.
From where I'm sitting, the 21st to the 24th in the NA, it seems as if we're going to be in Cape Town. We're to move for the adoption of the ESCOM bill. That is the priority that we. So we had already counseled from the MA to go out so that the bill can be adopted during that week. But for you to, I can agree with Mr. McCullough, that have a look at the date and see exactly when can we go for a joint But the 21st to the 24th, that week I couldn't be here again in the National Assembly. And we do work around the water at the National Assembly here.
Honorable
Chair, I think one, we must accept that it's never going to be easy to find suitable dates for both houses. That's the first principle. We must live with that. Two, I know also that there was an attempt with the security cluster that they used that week, the whole security cluster, to go on joint oversight on the borders just because of the new border agency that is to be established. So it's not going to be easy. I would have appreciated if we used the very same week, because if it's provincial week, then we deploy members from the NOP who are in Gauteng, because they will join us if we are there, because it's provincial week. That would be very suitable. I mean, as an alternative. But we must accept and live with it that we are not ever going to find a week where both houses are available. One week, the NOP won't be available. The next week, the NA won't be available.
Thank you very much, Honorable Wim. Well, we know how hectic it is to find each other in terms of these houses. But there is this proposal that we exploit the provincial week for the purposes of progress. And those who are members of the joint from Gauteng, like myself, I can obviously juggle around and join the committee on its oversight work and represent other honorable members, because really they can't leave their provinces for that matter and say they are joining the oversight.
I'm not sure that you are taking into account the input that was made by the Honorable Board, that certain actions of the 21st to the 24th, the NA is expected to be discussing another matter and don't be around Cape Town. I'm not sure if you are taking that into account. Not only the matter that relates to the absence of the NCO treatment, that is.
Honorable Chairman.
No, Chair, I'm just thinking aloud how possible it is, because when you have a provincial week, it's not just that you're in the province. There's a fully fledged program where members are expected to be part of the program. How do we then leave the group and join this one? I'm not sure how possible is that.
I wouldn't go to that extent, much I mean of answering it, because how the guests can leave others and go there, and, you know, we were able to juggle around there, because it won't be a crisis if I'm not there. There can be a crisis if I'm not on this oversight of the joint. But anyway, taking the point that is raised about the issue that there will be this on the MA side, there will be this ESCOM bill. I don't know. I also need clarity from Honorable Boy on that matter. And which week is that?
We were going to go on the 21st, 24th to Gauteng. And then there was a change of program to say that the committee on appropriations is going to work on the bill this week. By next week, it must come to the House. So, end of the week next week, it will be in the House on the side of the National Assembly. Because anything that they want, they would have to get first the vote. How it's done jointly, it's going to be sorted out by the presiding officers. But rather than from our side is the National Assembly, we will be able to, it's coming to us for us to be able to cooperate.
for the coming, that week, next week. And on top of that, we've got a program about the 2x5 and all those things, not going to take place, and how they all going to take place in Cape Town.
Let's talk about progress. We are talking about next week, and we are talking about it's July. Which is, yes, not June. Now, it's next week, the 24th. No, we are on July, honorable members.
We are not.
I think it's a question of 8 here in the month. So it's a small confusion. So can we move for the adoption of this program with amendment? I'll join. Honorable Mklanga will follow Honorable Mne.
Lord Chair, in actual fact, I want to move to adoption of this program, but now we are seeing with amendments. Which amendments? Because the week of the 21st to 24th is July, there's no discrepancy.
Yeah.
So there's no amendment. We must have adopted the program. Thank you, Chair.
On the issue of the provincial week, I think that's the amendment I was talking about. That's the amendment the Honorable Klang was talking about. That let's leave provinces, members of the NCOP, I personally said I can juggle around my provincial week in Gauteng to join. The joint, because we can't say that oversight should stop. That's what I was saying. Honorable Mnisi, we have more for the adoption, by the way. Honorable Mnisi?
No, sir, I wanted to move for adoption of the
program. You are seconding. Thank you. Thank you, honorable members. That will be the end of our meeting. Can you enjoy your caucuses? Oh, there's an end.
Just a request, Honorable Chair, this committee, okay. The programming committee, if we can have a joint programs, we requested last year also that they should block it out beforehand. So if the two houses can just come to some agreement where the joint committees are doing visits, then those blocks must be kept open for us. And it can be done ahead of time instead of us now trying to find a space to juggle around.
Okay, now the point taken. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.